there's a relatively new illness associated with heavy marijuana use that causes nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. It's called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, and it's becoming more common in places where marijuana is legal. Dr. Kenan Hurd is a professor of emergency medicine and medical toxicology and pharmacology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. He joins us on Skype. Dr. Hurd, described this for us, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome.
Well, cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome is something that's been recognized for probably 15 years now, but it's something that we're seeing more commonly in areas where marijuana use is becoming more frequent. Essentially, patients who use marijuana very frequently for long periods of time, usually at least 6 months, probably most of them have been using for several years, develop sort of intractable abdominal pain and vomiting that sort of comes and goes over the course of days to weeks. And it's really a quite miserable experience for them. And it's something that we're seeing more and more often here in Colorado.
And one of the things that helps is hot showers, right?
Some patients do report some relief with hot showers. I can't say that it's something that's universal, but certainly many people, when you ask them, will say, is there anything you've done to try and make it better? And they'll say, yeah, it feels better if I take a shower or a bath. It's not, although I think it's something that gets discussed a lot, I can't say it's something that I'd say is universal.
But a lot of people are heading to the emergency room when they get the symptoms of this, right?
Well, I mean, we certainly see a fair number of patients. I think there are probably a much larger number of patients who sort of suffer through and never make it into the emergency room. But we, here in Colorado at our institution, we probably see one or two people every day with symptoms that we believe are due to this.
And does stopping marijuana use stop the problem?
It does eventually. I think that's one of the problems that people struggle with, is that it's something that continues on or can continue on for several days or even a couple weeks after use stops. And it's not something that's necessarily related directly to use. People don't necessarily use marijuana and then feel the symptoms, or even stop using marijuana and then feel the symptoms right away. They can kind of occur intermittently even when people are using. So it's not like something we'd see with withdrawal from something like an opioid. It's not clear exactly what triggers this. It is clear that people who stop using after a period of time do get better in the vast majority of cases.
Well, you say it's not clear exactly what triggers it, but we know that it is associated with heavy use of marijuana, right?
Yeah, I guess I meant what would trigger a particular episode in a patient. I mean, we certainly have a lot of people who are using marijuana frequently on a daily basis and never develop this. So it's sort of a new problem that we're just starting to get our heads around.
So one of the things that we've heard is that in states where marijuana is now legal, they're starting to see much stronger strains of marijuana. Do you think that's related to this?
My impression is it is. I always get asked, well, people have been using marijuana for years. How come this thing is just starting to come to the front? And my answer is that, in Colorado, we're seeing much more potent strains of marijuana, and we're also, seeing much more availability. There certainly were people 20 years ago who had access to marijuana, but probably not to the extent that they could literally walk down to the corner store and buy as much as they wanted. So now we're seeing people with, the ease of access and the very high THC content that are getting exposed to these very high levels of marijuana on a very frequent basis.
So what would you like to be done with this information now that we know that this exists? I mean, should there be restrictions on how potent the marijuana can be that's sold in Colorado?
I think that's sort of a different kind of debate. I think that our message is always that this can happen, and the people that we see who are suffering from this are miserable, and we've had patients who have had their kidneys shut down because they're so dehydrated from the vomiting and the abdominal pain by the time they get to us. If you're a heavy marijuana user and you're having these symptoms, you should see your medical provider. You certainly would want to be evaluated to make sure there was no other cause. But it is, when these people come in, they are very, very sick and really miserable. And we at least need to have a discussion about, this may be related to your marijuana use.
What is heavy use of marijuana, by the way?
We're seeing it in patients who are daily users, and again, for long periods of time.
Are you noticing any other problems as a result of heavy marijuana use?
Well, certainly the availability, you know, whenever we talk about exposures in children, it's always related to the availability of the products. And especially it seems to be getting a little better in Colorado, but we see, accidental exposures in children, you know, where they will see a candy, you know, a gummy candy that's marijuana infused and they'll eat that and they'll come in, you know, pretty sick. We've seen it accidental ingestions by adults. And then we continue to see, you know, intermittently people who will, come to Colorado who maybe aren't heavy marijuana users will try one of the higher potency, especially the edible products, and end up, you know, in the emergency room after they have a very bad experience. You know, they'll be becoming anxious, paranoid, those kinds of things.
That's Dr. Kenan Hurd, who's a professor of emergency medicine and medical toxicology and pharmacology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. Dr. Hurd, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad I could help out.